Okay, so let's look at how we apply what we learned in the yogic practices section into a yoga class. The concern that I hear over and over again, and maybe this is a question you have in your mind right now as well, is what on earth do we do in a general yoga class where it's likely that there are a range of students who are predominantly rajasic, tamasic, and sattvic all in one class? It's a very good question. I'm often surprised, however, at how similar the energy is amongst students in a yoga class. Often there's a theme of stress and busyness in a class of students, a theme of heaviness or sluggishness, a theme of exhaustion and burnout, or a theme of clarity and willingness to show up and be present. When this is the case, it makes sequencing the class so much easier, as you can sequence the whole class for reducing tamas or rajas or whatever is required in your particular class. In a class where all the students are stressed out and busy, you could offer a class that focuses on reducing rajas, starting in an energizing way and gradually slowing down. When all the students seem heavy or sluggish, you might offer a class that focuses on reducing tamas, starting in a gentle way and gradually becoming more dynamic. In a class where all the students seem exhausted and burnt out, like in a group of new mums or after a traumatic incident in the area you're teaching, you might see that even though they have a predominance of tamas, they need nourishment and therefore offer a class that is deeply nourishing and restorative. Like I mentioned in the tamas lecture, paradoxically, offering practices that increase tamas can help students to move through it. And if all the students seem relatively sattvic, with a clarity and a willingness to show up and be present, you can offer them a balanced class. The challenge comes when there is a mix of rajasic, tamasic, and sattvic energy in the class, and this is when the teacher draws on their own sattvic wisdom and creativity. I was talking about this with my friend Annabelle McCliskey the other day. This is a photo I took of Annabelle in my office in Mullumbimby when she was reading over the very first draft of the Mental Health Aware Yoga book. Annabelle is a psychologist, a senior Dru yoga teacher, the co-founder of Trauma Sensitive Yoga Australia, and a sometimes guest teacher on this course. Annabelle pointed out that while this can be challenging for a yoga teacher, it can actually be beneficial for students as they may balance out each other's energy. I thought this was a really interesting idea. So, when there's a mix of gunas in your class, I've found that offering a balanced class with variations for each pose or practice that reduce tamas or rajas is helpful. So, for example, if you're offering sun salutations, you might offer students who are feeling sluggish the opportunity to energize themselves by doing an extra round of sun salutations. And for those who are feeling stressed or anxious, the opportunity to calm their nervous system by coming into child's pose during the final round and to notice the movement of the breath in their belly as they breathe in and out. Or in Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1, you could invite your students to leave their hands on the ground or even the back knee on the mat for a more gentle and nourishing variation, and invite them to straighten the back leg or lift the body and the arms up for a more energizing or active variation, depending on their needs and their intention for the class. In a prone position, lying on the belly, you could invite your students to lie in stillness on their tummy and breathe. To lift their upper body into Bhujangasana, cobra pose, perhaps not quite as high as the woman is demonstrating in the middle there, or to come into Urdhva Mukha Svanasana, upward facing dog, all the way up for a more energetic variation. Usually, we offer these variations based on students' abilities, but we could also offer these variations based on their intent on a continuum from calming to energizing. Or perhaps in Balasana, child's pose, you might suggest students extend their arms and come up on their fingertips for a more energizing version of the practice, or soften their arms down onto the floor, or lie them by their sides for a more nourishing or calming variation. This is a particularly helpful variation I found as students are face down and they can't see easily what other students are choosing. Also, they're unlikely to have a value judgment about which variation is better or more advanced. And so they have the opportunity to make a decision based on what they need rather than what they think is the best option. Or if you're offering a restorative posture, you may offer a variation of Supta Baddha Konasana with the back lying over a bolster, like you can see there on the left, for those who are needing a slightly more energizing practice, or a supported Balasana with a bolster under the chest and the abdomen, like you can see there on the right, for those who are needing a more calming and nourishing practice. There are endless ways of offering different variations of practices and postures to support your students to find the most appropriate variation for them. Be creative and experiment with doing this in your classes. When you're offering variations, it's important to mention who the variation is for. So if you're needing energizing versus calming practices, otherwise, the tamasic students may naturally choose a variation that increases tamas, and rajasic students may naturally choose the variation that increases rajas. Support your students to make wise choices for themselves by informing them. Now, as I've mentioned previously, but I feel that it warrants pointing out here again, over a prolonged period of time, rajas can turn into tamas. If someone has been striving, active, and agitated for a long period of time, they can develop burnout and fatigue. In this case, I found that students need deep rest rather than energizing practices and postures. They can paradoxically overcome tamas through tamasic activities and do not need to be pushed even more to be active when they're exhausted. Okay. So that's us for the section on bringing yogic practices for self-regulation into the yoga class. Thank you for joining me.